I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As the rest of the world remembers the 9/11 terrorist attacks, Afghanistan is watching an upsurge in Taliban violence. Two suicide bombings near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul killed more than 20 people in recent days. CURE International's Dale Brantner just returned from Kabul, where he heard the explosions. He expects to see more violence between now and when Ramadan starts September 23rd. Because CURE operates an openly Christian hospital, security is a concern. And statistics recently smuggled out of the East African nation of Eritrea report that almost 2,000 Eritrean citizens are in prison because of their religious beliefs. Christians make up 95% of these prisoners, and many of them are tortured and undergo forced labor. Arrests have been made as recently as last month. Some have been held for 2 years or more, and none have gone before a court to be charged or tried. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Bulletin insert subscriptions are available at missionnetworknews.org. Look for the icon. I'm Greg Yoder.